Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It, episode something.
Yeah.
I am here with my good friend Cody Westfall.
Did you fill out your time sheets yet?
How you doing? I'm doing fantastically.
For the podcast?
Cody,
no.
Did you? Are they due today?
Weekly time sheets.
Oh, I didn't do it either.
I was going to crib off you.
Oh, I thought they were due at the end of the week.
Oh,
they're due in the middle of the week now.
Oh, man. I didn't do mine.
I think if we can just get ahead.
Does that mean we're not going to get paid?
I can't handle another week not getting paid.
I know. Does that mean that we don't get paid for this episode? Well, yeah. What? What's up?
We started the show already over here. You going to come join us?
You're just doing the show without, like...
I know. You don't call us... Over? We're here by the water cooler.
It's 8 o'clock.
A lot of administration.
We start the show at 8 o'clock. I knew I shouldn't have installed a water cooler.
What are the OSHA rules?
About water cooler?
Yeah.
It has to be colder than the ocean, would be the OSHA rules.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to come join us? Are you done? Are you done over there? You want to have some more socializing time? Because we can just socialize over here.
We are trying to figure out how to do administrative work that's important.
Do you want more time?
Did you do your time sheets?
Oh, shit. Those were due today?
I thought they were due Friday.
Oh, look who's not paying attention to important stuff now.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to run the show. Cody, I'm sorry for this.
No.
I was trying to introduce the listeners to who our guest...
Did you sign Cody in?
We have to do that now?
Well, we can't just have people wandering in.
This new space is complicated.
Security nightmare, what you're
we're
doing.
We're a real business now.
I know. I knew we shouldn't have signed on with Brad.
Listen.
Shh, don't say his name that loud.
Can he hear us?
But what if he could?
What are we... What are you trying to...
Spit it out, Tim. This is important.
When are people supposed to listen to us?
Every Wednesday.
Oh.
On their audio devices.
It seems like they're just listening whenever they want.
Oh, shit. Sorry, my phone's buzzing. It's,
Who is it?
Oh, it's Brad. Never mind.
Okay, don't answer it. He's been calling me a lot today. Has he been calling you guys?
Oh, yeah, I have like 4 messages from him here.
Huh. I've got like 95, but I deleted 91.
Oh, that's good. Cody, has he called you at all today?
I've never met Brad. Oh, sorry. Okay. He left a text message.
Oh, shit. I'm vibrating again. Brad is getting really pushy.
Should we just listen to him?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'll pull up his first message here and see what he wants. Sorry, Cody.
Oh, maybe he's
quitting.
Hey, sport, how's it going? It's Brad here. Just give me a call and get this. I want to talk to you guys about the show.
The show.
Yeah.
No reason to freak out, but I'm having a little bit of trouble getting a hold of you guys.
Okay.
Great. Give me a call back.
No reason to freak out,
okay.
He said. So,
let's carry on.
Good sign. Yeah.
So,
Wait, are you freaking out?
No, I'm fine.
You do seem a little off balance.
No, it's cool. I'm happy that's settled. So we can all move on and do the show now.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So Cody,
yeah.
Welcome to Let's Get Into It. Yeah. You play the guitar.
I do like to dabble.
Yeah, I'd say you do more than dabble.
Thank you.
I'd say you dawdle.
What other kinds of things do you dabble in? Magic, right? You dabble in... Guitar playing?
Does your guitar have 6 strings?
Yes.
Sorry, can I get a fresh take of that? That sounded...
Yeah,
Try it again. You're sure that this message didn't affect you or anything?
No, it's fine, all right? Just back off.
Why are you crying?
Let me do my fucking job, okay? So, what kind of... Are you like a Fender guy or a Gibson or...
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry, Cody. I don't mean to yell at you. You're the guest. We're happy to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Just trying to, do my job, ask some questions, get some answers.
I think maybe we could actually use a little bit of Brad input because it seems like you're not holding on to this thing yourself.
Wait a second. What, you want to get...
I just think...
You want to get Brad's input
in here? Look, I'm gonna play a message that I got today.
All right. Now I see how it is. Go find the suits.
Hey, Nick, how's it going, bud? It's Brad again. Listen, just talking to some guys at Central Offices. They've been running some metrics. You guys have been a little bit light on the segments, so I grabbed some of the metric info that I wanted to pass along. Sports. You guys could do maybe a couple of segments on sports. That's always really popular with people. It looks like Trump's trending right now, and something about Red Cups. I didn't really understand what it's saying, but there's some kind of Red Cup thing that's trending. If you guys could just maybe throw those in there, add them on top of whatever you're planning. I didn't really want to have to say anything to you, but, I think that Jason could really get somewhere with the podcast, so just don't screw it up for him, okay? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay.
I guess I think Brad's input is helpful. Yeah. All we needed was a little bit of direction.
That's word from on high. So segments?
Wow, I feel a little bit better now, knowing that Brad, you know, has some faith in me. I kind of like when we came up with the segments. But
well, I mean, it couldn't hurt. We brought him in because he knows. He knows these things that we don't know. So. You're right.
Yeah, he's been looking at the keywords. Yeah. He's been seeing what's buzzy.
He's obviously, he has good taste. That's pretty apparent.
Right.
You know, yeah, we could probably all tell that he has great taste.
Yeah, okay, he has vision, and that's what's important. So I guess we got to start. Let's start with two of his ideas at once, just to like fully run it out.
Great idea. Great idea.
Cody, you know stuff about sports, right?
A little bit, yes.
Oh, okay. Great place to start.
Excellent. I got a segment idea. It's called Trump or Sports. So we're going to start the music, and Cody is the following from Trump or Sports.
Right, here we go.
All right.
Let's build a wall.
Definitely got to be sports.
Exactly. You are right. Let's build a wall is the famous chant of the 49ers, the famous 49ers defense, to guard against a field goal kick. By forming a wall directly below the field goal. Famously unsuccessful, of course, as the field goal is many feet above the heads of the wall. Okay, Jason's got your next question for Trump or Sports.
Right, Trump or Sports. Build a fucking wall.
I'm going to go sports.
Correct.
Yeah.
Stan Van Gundy. Tim.
I want to be president. Trump or Sports.
Sounds like it could be Trump.
Right.
But I'm going to go sports.
You're correct.
Oh, yeah. Robert Parrish, right?
Wanted to be president of the American Football League.
Cody.
Here we go.
He's rounding first, rounding second, rounding third, and he's home. He's at home base in this baseball game.
Trump, no question.
Correct.
Great.
Again.
You've been watching the debates.
Megyn Kelly through gritted teeth. Giving a summary of Trump's performance as he circled the podiums of the other candidates and returned to his spot.
That was a fucking great segment.
It was great.
I feel great about that. Yep. Thank you so much, Brad, for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Go, Brad. Go, Brad.
Yeah.
Go, Brad. Go, Brad. Go, Brad. 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 Go, Brad. 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 Brad.
Brad. Brad. Speak of the devil. Why just, went right to voicemail.
Okay.
You want to, Want to listen to Brad again?
Yeah, let's just pass it
over.
Yeah,
guys on fire.
Yeah, Brad.
Brad, 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 Brad,
Brad is the greatest.
Brad, 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 Brad,
so good. Brad, 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 Brad.
Chase, how's it going, Brad? Look, I can't get a hold of you, so I thought I'd just give you a little bit of heads up. I'm talking to some of the big wigs down at the main office.
Nice.
Cool. Looks like you guys are running a little bit late. Wanted to give you some suggestions on possible segments to do today.
Nice. More suggests.
Great.
Some of that number crunching stuff, ransom metrics.
Yeah.
So I'll give you guys some ideas. Looks like there's something about Red Cup came up top
Red
of the
Cup.
List.
You brought that
sure
in again.
About.
Right. He really wants that.
Some kind of segment like that. Looks like, let's see, Trump is trending right now.
Crushed it. We already crushed it.
We did it. Brad.
And listen, I mean, really, time and time again, kittens come up. I know you guys
kittens,
keep proposing the kitten thing, but that's what sells, okay? That's what really sells. You know, this show is what this show is, okay, Jason? But, you know, if you want me to be honest, I think this could really be a springboard for you.
Ooh.
Okay? So just put in a little bit of extra effort, okay? Just get these segments out today. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon, bud.
Cool.
Hey, that's great, Jason.
Hey, call me Jace.
Jace.
That's what Brad calls me.
That's great, Jace.
What is this red cup?
I don't know.
I've never heard of.
I guess how many kittens can fit in a red cup?
You guys really think this could be a springboard for me? I mean, he said which is kind of like between you and y'all, but
He also
seemed
said,
pretty singular when he was saying it.
He also said you should push it.
Whoa, are you on some enterprise software there?
That was just a little message from Brad.
Did he DM you on Slack?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Looking good in there, buddy.
Huh.
In there?
I'm gonna just check my notifications and
anything.
Never mind.
Are you guys in the Slack channel with
Brad? No,
well, it's called Brad and Jace. Maybe it just means it's us.
Wait, he built his own your own Slack just for you two?
Yeah, he didn't do that for you guys.
No,
guys. So what's with these red cups? You know, like, what a cool mystery. Yeah. Maybe Cody, you watch the news, right?
Yeah. Cody, what's up with the red cups?
Red cups? Sorry, Cody.
No, that's fine. That's...
We're going to get to you talking very soon.
There's a strange tapping.
At my chamber door.
Oh.
You read poems, Cody?
I dabble.
What's your favorite poem?
Yeah.
I think there was somebody at the door.
I thought security would get it.
That's... Okay, well, that's Brad's job now.
Yeah, right.
Team Brad, so they'll get that. Cody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Favorite poem...
Favorite poem in English?
And I want to get back to how many strings your guitar has later, soon. But yes, in English.
Favorite poem in English. There is one about a man who is from Nantucket.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. God, do you know it?
Your security
do you ever memorize?
I love memorizing poetry.
I'm sorry. Cody. Is the door distracting you?
Desperately want... Does your guitar have six strings? Can you just...
Jason, why are you yelling at Cody?
It's a little tough to focus with the door thing.
Sorry, I'm just kind of tired of the people around me not pulling
their
weight.
Part of focusing is multitasking and being able to zone things out.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I'm not sure when the door is knocking. I didn't know that it still was because I just tuned it out.
I know, me too. Jace.
Yeah, get in a headspace.
You're not paying attention to your surroundings again, Nick. That's new. That's fun and new.
Mm.
Cody.
Yeah.
So, how many strings does your poem have? And I desperately want to hear the answer.
I prefer a poem that has at least three strings and two stanzas. That's my stance on poetry.
Oh, man, and I'm getting pings in my things over here. And
another DM happening. From Brad, someone's still, from your boyfriend Brad.
Well, I want to. Can't even read what he's saying because I keep turning my head around.
No, go ahead. Look, the show doesn't.
No, that's fine. Yeah, we'll just run it out without Jason for a while.
We don't need
because we can show that we can work without someone babysitting
us.
Yep. Go ahead. We don't need to be in this conversation, Jason. You can just be talking.
I'm just going to go check
your
Slack.
DMs. So,
Cody.
Yeah.
Guitars. Cody.
Yeah.
Those are instruments.
They make great noises sometimes.
When used correctly, they can make
you could say that about lots of things.
Yeah.
What can you say only about guitars, though?
Hey, what do you guys think about this shirt? Like, just the cut of it.
I mean,
slimming.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
I like the buttons. I don't know why it says BR across the entire chest.
All right. Yeah. Cool. So it's good. Slimming. All right. Great.
Can you? Why do you want to turn around?
Why are you holding your laptop up?
What?
What are you doing over there?
I was just talking to Brad. He got me the shirt.
Jason.
What?
Jason.
You said
turn
I could
around.
You said I could talk
turn
to
around.
Brad. What? I'm turning around.
Is that AD written? You have Brad written around your entire shirt.
Yeah.
Why would you?
I just thought it was cool.
He gave you a shirt with his name on it?
But why just the first two letters on the front?
Oh, I didn't really put together
the other two letters
Brad,
on the back.
And the shirt's Brad. I just thought the shirt was like pretty rad, B.
Mm.
You know, it depends on when you start and stop spelling the word.
Mm.
No, now that you say that.
It's funny.
You know, I'm going to get the door.
Okay.
Hey!
Hey,
fellas! I heard a lot of people talking about Red Cup.
Hey, you guys!
Oh, yeah!
You guys got this covered, right?
That's me.
Yeah, yeah, we got it.
All right, great.
Hi, that's me.
Nick, Cody, and I.
You were talking about me.
Your name is Red Cup.
Red Cups.
Red Cups.
Oh. Red Cups.
Well, have a seat.
That makes a lot more sense.
Thank you.
Cups.
It's been a good season for me.
I'll bet.
I've got a lot of mentions, a lot of social buzz about
me.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
A lot going on. I don't know what they're talking about. Most of the conversation isn't...
Oh, Brad is so funny.
Oh, just ignore him.
Who's that bozo in the corner?
Just ignore him, Mr. Cups. He's the host.
Well, I'd serve him to my wife. You know those comedians who pretend to be old? You know that Andy...
Oh, you guys, Brad wanted me to ask, what's your Andy?
Circus.
That guy?
Yeah.
That guy should be in a circus.
Wait, I don't get it.
It's a play on words or a pun.
Like, wait, let me just work it out in my head. Oh, they sound alike.
It's a sound alike.
I get it.
Brad is saying wrap up this act. We
Jason,
go to...
what other words sound like?
I think
words?
I have not fully introduced the concept behind myself.
Right.
What?
Mr. Red Cups.
Brad says we got some ads to move.
Jason,
it's Red Cups. R-E-D-D. Cups.
Oh, that's your whole name.
It's not spelled like the phrase that's been very popular, but I still, my Google alerts
I thought make your name room was, for spelling, so. Was like Red. Red was your first name. Cups was your last name.
That is exactly how it is.
Okay, great. So we're on the same page.
Just with some double letters. I am a comedian.
Okay, who dresses up like old.
Who comedians. Dresses up like comedians who dress up like old lounge comedians. The idea is to parody that classic trope of the indie comedian dressed as an old lounge comedian.
That last growl noise that you made, was that your act? Was that part of your
Your it's a part of the character.
Yeah, which character was that?
That's the part of the character that I play.
Uh-huh.
That is a sock puppet.
Oh.
That's on the hand.
Uh-huh.
Of the indie comedian.
Right.
Not of the lounge comedian.
Okay. All right.
The old trope of the indie I call them Indians because they're Indian pendant.
I get it. I do.
The Indian dependent comedian with a sock puppet on his hand,
right.
Pretending to be a lounge comedian, but the sock puppet is not part of the lounge comedian act. It is still part of the underlying Indian dependent comedian's
right.
act.
There's a lot of layers to it.
And the sock puppet
there.
Goes, hey!
Brad is saying wrap up this this act.
Hey!
Bullshit, right?
Here, look. I like you, man. I like you a lot. But I see you. I see what you do in the game. How you playing it. There's some serious shit coming down the pipeline, okay? The higher-ups aren't happy. And Nick isn't testing well, okay? He's not long for the show. Now, I know that you're the one who keeps everything together, okay? You're the star of the show. And I need you.
Oh, hey, we don't need to hear the rest of that one. Hey, hey, guys. I was just listening to some voice messages from Brad. I mean, not from Brad, from some other voice messages from other people.
From other people who sound like Brad?
Yeah, Cody and I have been sitting here listening to my voice messages.
You were just showing Cody those messages?
Yeah. Because
from what I heard, those are some pretty inflammatory messages.
We were just outside eating Chinese food. What did you
hear? You were just outside eating Chinese food. I was outside eating Chinese food and getting a leg up on the competition.
Whoa.
By sticking my ear straight on the door.
What did you hear?
And what I heard was that Brad ain't on my side.
What?
Great wordplay.
Thanks. So seems to be lost on our boss.
Well, listen, I'm not a big fan of Brad.
You were showing an outside contractor who has not been authorized to listen to internal voicemails.
I just wanted Cody to know that there might be an opening on the show.
Oh!
Wait, what did I miss? What does everyone know that I don't know? Last I was in the know, we all love Brad. Come on, guys. Brad.
Take off your shirt.
All right, where are we landing here? We hate Brad. We love him.
Oh, we love Brad because you, all of a sudden, are getting talked up as the cool, hip talent.
What did I miss?
Listen, I'm not the guy who
Jason, catch up.
Keep your goddamn shirt off.
Okay.
I'm not the one who can't get my timesheets in on time.
Hey, I didn't know
I told you that in confidence.
So maybe we should just do as Brad asks and do some segments.
Yeah.
Nick, you love segments.
Why can't we always do it, Brad asks?
Nick,
why,
you I love never, segments.
Whatever.
You know you love segments.
God damn it,
Nick.
I love segments. Okay. Give me some segments.
All right, dumb mashup.
Oh, what's that? Is that an idea you had?
No, it's an idea Brad had, so a dumb mashup.
Oh, I'll do it. Okay, let me go over to the piano. I love
Brad's that's
ideas.
Right.
Dumb mashups.
You're never going to get me to participate, though.
I'm very excited for this.
Yeah.
And thanks for sharing those voicemails with me, Tim. Brad seems like a really cool guy.
No Load up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Here comes
hello.
The hot stepper.
Murderer.
I'm the lyrical gangster.
Murderer.
Pick up the crew in the area.
Murderer.
Still love you like that. Na 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 na.
Hello, 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 hello.
Na 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 na. Here comes the hot stepper.
Murderer.
I'm the radical gangster.
Murderer.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer.
Murderer.
Still love you like that.
Hello.
Extraordinary. Juice like a strawberry.
Hello.
Money to burn, baby, all of the time.
Well, we did that.
Cool.
Great.
That's great, guys.
Okay, so here's some more Brad segments. That Brad suggested. The dumb mashups went super well.
Yeah,
that was really great.
Apocalypse shelters. He gave me a whole list of segments with no context, so I guess we just have to figure out.
Oh, well, Apocalypse Shelters is obviously the new popular game, Apocalypse Shelters. Oh,
okay, great. How do you play it?
Oh, I'll show you guys. I have a set.
Okay.
I'll just plug it in.
It's on his... Okay, he's tapping
It'll
his
boot
phone.
Up way faster than games usually boot up.
Yep. Oh, nice. There it is.
Is this EGA or VGA?
It's SVGA.
Ooh.
Wave of the future.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool.
Be sure to configure your monitor.
Configured.
Jason, I'll let you take a first crack at it. You're a veteran gamer.
Oh, thank you. So much faith in
Cody,
me.
You want to take the Luigi part?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. Player two.
Okay, let me just get the sticks down.
Yeah.
So that's definitely punch.
Go goofy foot.
It's weird. So there's only one button on this entire console.
Yeah.
And it just says cause the apocalypse, and then there's a Y and an N.
Huh. What does the Y do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems weird there's two players for this. We're just staring at the same button now.
It's not even two buttons, it's just the one button. It should be Y and N the apocalypse?
Maybe you should talk about it first.
Okay, yeah, let me turn to your character.
Yep.
And I'm going to press the talk button. Okay, I got a little menu here.
Great.
I'm going to go with, hey, so what do you think about this button?
All right, I've got a couple options here. I've got true, sports, and false. And then there's another little option there that says, I don't know, I guess we should probably press it.
All right, which one are you going with? Big choice.
These are a lot of my favorite answers. I don't know. I think we should maybe try out what this button does.
So are you saying that in-game or are you saying that out-of-game about one of the buttons?
Oh, I'm saying out-of-game that I'm going to say in-game that we should try out what the button does.
Great.
Though I'm curious out-of-game as well.
My responses are, hey, I really want to respond to this. Hey, I'm not sure how to respond to this. And I'm not sure which button to push or sports. Well, I'm not sure how to respond to this.
Do you want to respond?
In-game?
No, out of game.
Right.
Okay. I'm not sure how to respond to this,
sure.
But I really want to respond to this.
Yeah.
This seems like an important question that Cody's asking.
I mean, I know what I would do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you do?
In-game or out of game?
Out of game.
Sports.
I'll press sports. You know what's the weirdest thing?
Don't you hate it when like two people just like hog a game and they're
just playing the game?
They don't let the other people play. This looks like action-packed.
What are we supposed to do?
You know what the weirdest thing about this is?
They're just like
that. They're standing right next to us and we can totally hear them.
Should we just put a quarter up against the thing?
Guys, you're not another
part of the room when we have this conversation.
Tim,
what?
Nick,
what?
If you want to go have a private conversation, go to the fucking water cooler. We're standing right here. We can hear you.
Toward you, we leaned toward you to show like very clearly. We're having a private conversation.
Yeah, we were pantomiming like privacy.
It's in your eye line, so you know it's private and you shouldn't listen to it.
Okay.
What, are we supposed to go somewhere else and have a private conversation?
Yeah, the water cooler. That's why we put a water cooler in here. We're having too much crosstalk in these. That's what Brad said.
It's not cool enough.
What, to go to the water cooler?
Yeah. I mean, the water isn't cool enough.
Okay. It's still cooling. It's more
like
of a water.
Lukewarm. Yeah.
To be cooled.
Yeah, it's like.
All right.
In-game or out of the game?
Well, what are your options, Tim?
No, it's not cold enough. Yes, it's still lukewarm. maybe we should give it more time. Sports.
I'm calling you guys in the company line. You're not answering your cell phones. Now, can you tell me why you're taking another piss? Okay, listen, I came out of a bad meeting, and if you don't get some segments on there right now, you're fired.
Oh no! Brad's gonna fire us if we don't get all these segments done. He's invited me to his Slack channel, and he's sending me segments.
To the Jason Brad?
No, to the Timbo. Oh, you're not on the Timbo? Oh, I just got a message from Brad. Disney princesses.
Is that a segment? That's just a topic.
This is his segment list. Disney princesses.
I know exactly what Disney princesses is. This is definitely a segment where you name what Disney princess everyone would be. So, like,
fine.
Tim would be the girl in the frog princess. The
dragon tattoo.
That's not a Disney
So whom is not a princess? She's a commoner. Swedish people it is.
Is she a literal princess?
Stop being
of Sweden?
So double Western centric.
Cody, you're with me. That's definitely what the Disney thing is. So what Disney princess would I be?
Very obviously Jasmine.
Thank you. And Cody, you would be the Little Mermaid.
What would I be, Cody? I don't believe in Nick's interpretation.
Well, Cody doesn't care what princess you would be.
No, he does care because it's Nala.
Was Nala a princess? Mm. Can cats be princesses?
Yeah, after she married the Prince Simba.
Like, by marriage.
Yeah, but she was the sexiest.
Here's another segment. Zip, zap, zop.
Yeah, I'm great at that. Zip.
Zap.
Zop.
Don't fucking zap his zip.
Sorry.
That means he's siding with you.
Yeah, he's
that
zipping my zap.
That means you're going to be on the fast track to promotion.
Yeah, you're goddamn right I am, because I'm the best
in the dust.
Oh, are you worried you're going to be left behind
Jason,
and Brad likes me and Nick Marr?
Which of us has taken 6 hours of an improv course before he got asked to leave? Not you.
Which of us has a fucking t-shirt with Be Rad written on it?
You, that's you.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
That is you.
I can't confirm the improv thing. I wasn't there.
So zip, zap, zap. I'm going straight to the top.
Oh, here's another one. Prank Ben Gold.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 617-640-9757 is not available.
What can you put on top of a house?
This is a house that Jack built.
Oh, that's easy. A roof.
Yeah, that's like some lame non-podcast thinking. Cody, clearly this is a segment about us deciding what the ideal thing you would put on top of your dream house if it didn't have to be a normal roof. What would you put on top of your house?
Oh,
I actually have a better question for you, Cody.
Okay, that's fine.
How would you explain this segment in less than 25 words?
Well, I mean, just...
Yeah, Cody.
Sounds like one of those things.
What would you call it?
Cody, you can do it. I'm on your side.
No, I'm also on your side. I'm just saying Nick used a lot of words when he was describing that segment, and that's probably not a thing you'd want to do as a host of a podcast.
Yeah, everybody's on my side. I definitely get that.
Yeah, we're definitely on your side.
Well, we're on your side, Cody.
Yeah, we're all on your side.
Cody,
just,
I'm pulling
keep
for
us,
you.
You know, yeah. Show us that we made the right call by putting you on our side.
Yeah. A swimming pool?
That's a good thing to put on top of the house. That's a really good answer.
How do you get into
thanks,
it?
Guys.
Oh, wait, here's another. Don't play a game.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
I have no objection.
You're losing! This
God
is a
damn
game!
It. Fuck!
You
shit.
Suck.
Games.
It's about no. Games is about the Olympics. It's a quiz about the Olympics.
You have
Cody.
The games,
Cody, in 1992.
Master.
Where were the games held?
Silence, Richard Douglas.
God, damn it, Cannon.
For in your midst is now the games master.
Oh, this is so exciting. Tim, your phone's fucking buzzing.
Tim has died. But don't worry. I'll bring him back again. If you solve my game.
Well, this is, you didn't bring him back last time. We had to bring him back ourselves. So, are you going to do a better job this time?
I will do the most excellent job.
Wait, Games Master, I have taken Tim's phone, and I'm going to just call out some new game, some new
That's
segments.
That's fine, but I'm here to play your segment
the
game.
The next one is the which race?
Okay.
Oh.
So, I just have to do some house cleaning before we get there. So, sure. The last time you came, it's because I said my 5 millionth game.
Yes.
Why are you here? Was that Tim's 5 millionth game?
Someone in this room said games.
So me.
A secret
and predetermined amount of time.
So it was me.
Someone.
Well, I think
it wasn't him. By the code of games mastery, I am not allowed to say.
Well, it wasn't Jason. You said that.
Yeah. Cody, did you say games?
I have never said that word once since I've been here.
Say it now. Say it for the games master.
Games?
Did that accomplish anything? Did that reach it?
Yes, it added to the quota. I am the games master, bested by none. I come before you with a game, just one. To win this challenge, you'll need logic and wits. So without further ado, let's get into it.
It's...
That's an ear rhyme.
Yeah, come on. It's...
Do they have precise rhyme in your dimension?
Excuse me?
Do they have... Well, do they have the concept of, like, making a very specific rhyme that isn't just a near rhyme?
Slant rhymes.
Well, that's not even a slant. That's just forgetting that you put an S in the last time.
No one forgot that.
Well, I guess it couldn't be.
Well, you're very lenient society.
Yeah, we all remembered, and then we heard when your rhyme was incorrect.
It wasn't incorrect. It still rhymes.
I don't know.
Wits it.
Yeah, but there was no... You didn't give an S. I tried to build
you. Play back the tape.
All right.
Let's get into it.
Cody, you're a songwriter. Would that rhyme get past your filter?
Well, I personally don't use rhymes.
Ooh.
I like stream of consciousness.
A songwriting man's poet.
Why is that funny?
Consciousness. Three-dimensional aspect
Are you
of
gonna
life.
Start
oh,
a game?
You want to play my game?
No, I actually
Richard
have
Douglas.
That's supposedly the one thing you want to do.
Look Richard. Around you and see the walls of the Let's Get Into It studios change into a room filled with doors.
Fuck.
Wow. That's, yeah,
six
shit.
Doors.
Pretty impressive.
Okay.
Six doors.
Wait, how many of us are there?
There are still three, and then one dead body, and then me.
Oh, okay.
Six doors float.
Were you hoping to trap him? Or?
No, I'm just wondering. I guess that's two times as many doors as there are us. I'm a stickler for the math.
Six doors, you see.
Hey, why is it that you kill Tim no matter who says games?
He's more in tune with the game's master universe than the rest of you.
Yeah, fair.
Flimsy.
Is it flimsy? Jace Auberg's Louise.
He can't even get your last name right, but he gets your new nickname.
Yeah.
Given by one person, respected
Six
by no one.
Six doors float in front of you.
Yes.
There are aspects about these doors.
They're fixed into the wall.
No, they float apace.
Oh, now they float? You just adjusted reality because you were wrong before.
This is my want, well, Richard.
You forgot what you wanted to do with the doors when you installed them.
Speaking of want, I want you to use apace correctly. Apace means at speed. I don't think these doors are floating at speed.
That's what you're going to call them out on?
Yeah. This is
they are floating apace, are they not?
No, they're just floating.
At speed.
What speed?
The speed of doors floating in space. Oh, again, the bile rises in my throat.
All right.
Ignorance. There are six doors. Blue, green, blue, green, red, red, orange, and yellow.
Shit.
There are... Never mind. Fuck it.
Behind each door is a surprise.
Okay.
Each door...
Can I open all of them?
...has an aspect. Oh, sure. Which door would you like to open, Jason Oblurg?
It's Jace.
Jace Oblurg.
No, it is Jason. You were right about that part.
No, it's Jace. My buddy Brad gave me that name. I'm not going to relinquish it because Brad likes me better, Nick.
Ow. If you keep kicking that one ankle, I'm just going to go lopsided.
And who needs a lopsided host?
Stop kicking each other. Pay attention. Each door has an aspect.
Fuck you.
The blue door has a pull ring. The green door has a knocker. The blue-green door has a knob in the center. The red door has a handle. The red-orange door a combination lock. The yellow door a push plate.
Now, I remember all of those. And I'm sure you do too,
of
Nick.
Course.
Yeah.
But just for the listeners, I bet they would probably need to hear that again. So, Cody, why don't you, as the guest, why don't you tell them what all those were again?
There was the there was the green door
yes.
that had the knob. And then there was the blue door that had the pull chain. Then there was the green-orange door that had the push pin. And
are you inventing new laughs?
It is the wont of the game's master to laugh how he or she would like to laugh.
Ooh, I'm gender equal. Ooh,
progressive.
Yeah.
Cool dimension, bro.
As an afterthought.
And there's the yellow door that I think had the knocker.
Incorrect. On all accounts.
Oh, shit. Do you lose anything?
That's not the actual game. Behind each door is a surprise.
All right. Can I open them? Like,
here are the surprises. Perhaps you would like to see.
How are they surprised if you tell me them?
Because I'm not telling you which door the surprise is.
I'm
going to
open the blue one right now. I'm going to open the blue one.
I'm
opening the blue one right now.
Okay, right now you're going to open the blue one? Fine, we're of peace. Wow. You win. Goodbye.
Oh, what's happening? Oh, I just got a text from Brad. Which races are better than white?
So is that a segment idea, or a question?
It's from Brad. I guess it's a segment idea. I don't know.
I guess we should assume. Well, I you know, Cody, you would agree with me that black, Native American, and Hawaiian Islander, right?
I would agree to 2 out of 3 of those.
Yeah, cool. Never trust a Pacific Islander.
Is that Brad talking or you?
That's me. That's Tim.
Okay.
That's Tim Mucci.
To a T.
Oh, here's another one.
Oh, look at that.
Name some Gregs that you know.
One person didn't even submit.
Yeah, I'm not going to submit.
Oh, I know a Greg Rutter. You know him too, but you can't use him now because I do.
Oh, fuck, really?
Greg.
Greg. Oh, shit.
Spitzinger.
That's mine also.
Oh.
Cody, right?
No.
Cody,
he was in my...
We have to let Cody judge this one. Who's
Cody?
It's pretty hard to hear. You guys are yelling pretty loudly.
Oh, wait, here's another one. What would Jesus do in 2015?
Novelty parody account on Twitter.
Novelty parody account on Tinder.
Mm.
Jason, I think Cody's going after our job.
Think so?
He's going to weasel his way in.
Thanks for joining me over this water cooler.
Guys, can you get me some water while you're over there?
Tim, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
And with the water cooler. We've established what that means. It means go the fuck away. We're talking.
Fine. I got another text from Brad, though.
Tell it to Cody. We're at the water cooler.
Okay, Cody. I got another text from Brad.
You think Cody's really trying to weasel his way in?
I think that he's just seeing an opportunity somewhere.
And he's Trojan horsing us. He's nice. He's polite. He's relatively quiet.
This has been his plan the whole time.
Okay, well, there's a guy.
You think he's with the station?
Who's been walking down the road.
Do you think Brad brought him in?
Totally.
Fuck.
100% one of Brad's men.
In the first half.
We gotta get him out of here.
Yeah.
Our jobs are on the line.
Ooh, yeah.
Look at him over there. He's so comfy right now. Thomas. Looks like he's doing a great job.
Oh, he's
job.
Just acting like he's been here
for a year. Yeah, they're just getting into it.
The fans aren't even gonna notice a difference.
Fuck.
All they care is what network we're on.
You're right.
Title.
We gotta take him down.
Yeah.
Big score.
Hey guys, what are you talking about?
Let's use the aux jack for something.
I think I have something that I could plug that in. My phone that I could share with you guys.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, Cody? Well,
we were just talking about
you had a really good idea for the aux jack?
I just thought we were talking about that.
I just thought you told me to just share things and not be afraid. This is blue sky.
Here's this idea. How about we play Sia's Breathe Me from the end of 6 Feet Under?
Oh, like 6 Feet Underground because I'm... dead. Like, I can literally no more. This
literally
is the best
dead.
Idea.
Literally
dead. And what a good idea this is.
Oh, Circle of Life.
Do you guys even know this song?
This?
Do you guys even know this?
People progressing through stages of their lives.
Hey, Cody, can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think this is going to go over well with Brad at all. It seems like these two have formed some kind of weird alliance.
We are...
Yeah, it seems a little kind of out of nowhere. It's just really aggressive.
I don't know what they're trying to do.
Why do we never?
They were being really nice to me before.
I know.
And then they just really turned.
Every week. All the way.
Maybe we should turn it on them.
Turn it back on
them. Here, how about you take my phone and you read off the segments that
we're the stars. Let's
that Brad is sending me.
Let's be the goddamn stars.
This is the last one he sent me.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey, what are you douchebags doing?
Hey.
Well, I just got a text from Brad.
I can't do a phone call.
It's like he's stupid because he can't start his sentence.
Yeah, no, seriously, say your thing though.
Well. Anyway, so the next segment is called "Remember This Number." 175-821-1436
I think that was a great segment.
Totally great.
Next segment.
Animals cuddling.
Brad sent us a big box full of cuddly things.
Ooh. What's in that box? Nice. Open it up.
I don't know. It's been sitting here for like a week.
Yeah.
When I haven't been paying attention to his calls.
I'm kind of dubious about what's going to be in that box.
All right. Here we go. Oh, God, that smells terrible.
Why would he pack a bunch of dead animals in a box?
Well, those were kittens.
Half of them were half eaten.
Should we still cuddle them?
And half of them have bloody mouths.
How could that have happened?
He packed a bunch of... ate half of them, and then he put the blood on the mouths of the other half.
Well, metrics are metrics. We got to do the segment.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It's really good of the show, guys. Right,
do we have to get in the box?
I think we do.
If it fits, we sit.
I'll get in first.
Okay, all right, here I go.
Cuddling.
All right, like I guess I'm going to slide in too. Sorry, Tim.
Tim earlier.
My boys, great work tonight. And I wasn't listening to the show at all, but I was watching those metrics, looking at the metric machine. Looks like you hit every word you needed to hit, all right? So I assume you guys are doing a great job. Keep your jobs. See you next week.
Wow, I feel fucking great about that.
I feel ecstatic.
Guys, we were under the thumb, under the pressure. That was a hard one to get out.
I think it was good. We teamed up together. We didn't turn on each other.
That's the most important thing to me, is that we met this like brothers.
And like brothers, if sometimes we bed down in the same room, and you can hear that the other is masturbating in the dark, you don't call attention to it. You just quietly, you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You sit there for about 10 minutes. You come back.
Cody.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Thanks for coming.
It's been my pleasure.
Do you have anything to plug?
Well, we got that album that you and me are working on.
Oh, that's right. What's that album going to be called?
It's going to be called What Selling Out Is and Why It Feels Bad.
Great name for an album.
Great name for an album.
Now, Cody.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I gotta know.
Please.
How many strings are on that guitar?
6.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.